Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4101. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: the healthiest states in the U.S. and Ubers. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tate.
Click, clack.
Drink it, they dry.
All right, here we go. A teen is injured after falling 30 feet to the bottom of an abandoned missile silo. Meanwhile, after a week of hiking Mount Zion, hanging out, the final missing zebra is no longer on the go. Squatters in Atlanta would have gotten away with it if they didn't steal the neighbor's car. A man buys his first Tesla Cybertruck on Nantucket and drives it a little too far. And a corrections officer's body camera catches on fire. Yeah, that's what happened. That's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, this past Saturday, my wife had a hankering for some sushi. And if you're in a relationship, you know this works. We went and got sushi. Then I got home and I ate a few slices of pizza, even though we ordered that for the kids. And then I washed it all down with a couple of bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now, my wife commented that that is the most she's seen me eat in years. And even though she was right, and by the way, I paid for it later, make no mistake, it pales in comparison to a man in New York City who goes by the handle of Cheeseball Man 427. Which, oddly enough, means there's 426 other cheeseball men. But this past Saturday, in front of a crowd of 1,000 people, he ate 700 cheeseballs, Ted. And he ate them in under 30 minutes. Now, you might be asking yourself why. Well, the simple answer is because he wanted to. And sometimes, because you wanted to is all the reason you need to enjoy the food that you enjoy. We go to Japan, where certain rice balls, or onigiri, It costs 10 times as much as a regular rice ball because these rice balls have been rolled under women's armpits.
Mm-mm-mm.
Seriously. Apparently, the women's pheromone-laced sweat makes the onigiri taste better. Now, I cannot and most likely will not confirm this, but it is seemingly a thing. Now, that said, I'd rather eat armpit rice and 700 cheese balls than eat what a man in Las Vegas chews as his meal. He ate another man's face. Specifically, he ate his eyeballs and his ears, and you're not going to believe this, but authorities think he might be crazy. Yeah, I think they might be on to something there. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the Big Show, the Random Question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home of Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4101. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. Our categories today, we have the healthiest states in the United States of America. The healthiest. The ones where people eat better than others. The ones where they exercise more often than other people.
All right.
More gym memberships, more gyms per capita, more trails. All those things that hopefully will keep you healthy throughout the years.
If you choose to use them.
Correct. So nothing in the South. We have the 10 states that are the healthiest in the U.S. Our other category is the most common things that people forget in Ubers. Okay. And we also have a list of some of the more unusual things that have been found in some of these cities. As far as a fake butt, a thong.
A fake butt?
A fake butt.
B-U-T-T.
Yes, a plastic... mold that is a fake butt, a thong, undergarments, a paternity test, a WWE championship belt.
Do they say if the paternity test was negative, positive, or unused?
They do not. A ceramic cat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says, see you in court, a live turtle, a burrito steamer, a framed Taylor Swift autographed, a fart sensor, and a best day ever foam sign. Some of the things that were a little bit more unusual, but we have the top 10 things that people leave in there. The most forgetful cities, by the way, Miami, L.A., Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Orlando, Phoenix, Tampa Bay, Denver, and Austin.
All of that makes sense to me.
The top lost car keys were from people who own Mini Coopers.
That makes sense, dude.
And the most popular color of lost items was red, which should be the easiest because half the time the seat's black.
Yeah.
You should be able to see that thing. So, the things that are left in Ubers and the healthiest states in the U.S. coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Also for you today, we'll have some updated locations. Thank you for continually sending those in.
Yes.
A lot of you got a chance to try the Black Raven Men's Room IPA over the weekend. Thank you for doing that. When you find the locations, just shoot us a picture and say where you found the beer so we can help spread the word so more people can enjoy the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. It is a fantastic beer. Had a couple over the weekend. Petoskey's in Fremont has it back on draft.
Nice.
And people are ordering it. I'm always paying attention now to see what people are getting.
Our local watering hole, Ted, they sold out of it already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not realize that. And I went in and on Saturday, and they're like, do you want a Manny's? I'm like, no, man, I'm scoring one for the home team. They're like, it's gone. I did not realize that. My wife's like, dude, they sold out like a week ago. It was gone in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the Bevmo and Ballard was sold out as well. But that was just cans. But either way, I walked in. My plan was to pick up a six-pack for the weekend, and I had to go to a different location. But either way, please send those to us at the men's room at KISW.com. Take a picture again. Give us a location, and we will spread the word. We have some updated locations coming up. Also, as there are Metallica tickets every day in May.
Now, some people want to call this Metallica, but it's been made very clear. Do not call it Metallica. That is not what this is.
That's
just giving away Metallica tickets. It happens to be the month of May.
So they're going
to
give you the secret word, the code word there at 420. Somewhere around 420 this afternoon when you hear it. Yeah! Text that code word into 206-803-ROCK for your chance to see Metallica. We are still on night one, which includes Wolfgang Van Halen and, I believe, Pantera.
Yes,
that is the two opening acts on that show. So
that's the one I would go to. That's just me.
Well, you depend. Five Finger Death Punch is the next night, so depending on what you're into, both nights ought to be awesome.
Should be.
And the fact that they're playing two says a lot about the popularity of Metallica.
I just heard that.
When you consider
apparently people really like this band.
And everything else.
And those kids might make it.
I know.
I hope so, man. Young kids out of San Fran.
Good luck.
We'll see.
Good luck. And today is the day that we do our random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Random. Hello, Spencer. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Aloha, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Spencer, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's start with this one. Spencer, how old are you?
I am 41 years old.
41 years old. Okay, what has been in your life the longest relationship that you have ever been in? Whether it was with a girlfriend, whether it was a, maybe it was a work relationship, maybe you were...
maybe it was a pet, because sometimes they last longer than romantic relationships.
Maybe you were employed for a company for, 25 years. What's been your longest relationship in your lifetime, other than your family, obviously?
So, wife can't count?
It can. How long you been with her?
I got to do the math. My kid's 11 years old at 3 years.
Dude, it's your wife. Look, it sucks for me, too. I struggle to remember how long we've been married. But when you are asked, your survival instinct should just kick in and you give the number.
Yeah, but she's known me so long that she knows that I will never remember it, so I have to do it.
How long have you been married?
Well, you've been married for 17 years, but 14, you've been together longer.
We've been together for 20 years, we've been married for 17 years, but we just struggle with it, and people ask, we're like, but yeah, 17, and as my anniversary gets closer, I keep banging that into my head because more people ask, and I like to have the answer.
Well, you just think of it this way, it's all still the sevens.
Yeah, yours is the, I mean, I know your anniversary, just it's so easy to remember.
I know the day. I got the day, right? Like, that's not the problem. And the good news is, when you give a card to your husband or wife, you don't have to include how long it is. You just have to make sure it's the right day. So even if I get the years wrong, it's like, I know it's the day.
There's still a seven in the number.
And it's tattooed on my finger, so I cannot forget.
There you go.
So how many years have you guys been together, married or not?
So all together 14. We've only been married 8. That one I know.
Oh, that one you know.
All right,
took you that long to figure it out. Okay.
Well, I mean, not that it's right, but as far as like just longevity of living someplace, I realized the other day that I have lived in Seattle for as long as were the town I grew up in.
Yeah.
So I've been here just as long as I, which is. It just seems like where you grow up, that's where you are
forever. Been forever, right?
Time crawls when you're a kid going to school. So
of course.
It just seems like it's forever.
Yeah, I'm 3 years short of matching Baltimore, which I'm from Baltimore. I was there for 23 years. Well, we've been here for 19 and a half. So getting close, which blows my mind. It's such a weird thing.
Actually,
yeah, I mean, that's what, like, sometimes people, like, you know, I still have some friends back east that'll give me crap about being a Seahawks fan or cheering for the Huskies. Like, look, I still love Maryland. I don't care about the Commanders. I'm like, but I've been out here for more than half of my adult life.
Actually, two decades.
I've been out here longer. So I was in Morgantown for 18 years. I've been here for 19.
Damn.
That means I've lived longer here than anywhere else that I've ever been.
Which, this is my second longest. But
it doesn't seem like it's been that long, though. I got to be honest with you.
Because we're getting old and time kind of shoots by.
Yep.
Reason we ask, what was your longest relationship? In news, the Variety says it's akin to a final split between peanut butter and jelly.
What?
Daryl Hall confirms what's been whispered about for some time. The pop duo Hall and Oates with business partner and bandmate John Oates is officially over. That is correct. Hall told the magazine when asked if he and Hall and Oates were done for good. Issues between the two, who started the group in the early 70s, stem from Oates' attempts to hawk his half of the Paris company.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So he owns Whole Oats Enterprises, which oversees intellectual property, royalties, and the like. Now, Oates needs the okay from Hall to sell his portion, which Hall apparently is not okay with. This goes back to people selling their catalogs of music.
Yeah, of course.
You know, anything involving their merchandise or their album sales.
But why would Hall care? Because there was still 50%, no matter who he sells it to, you still basically have to take a vote about what's going to happen to your catalog.
I believe it's because of the offer on the table he does not believe is a fair and equitable offer based on the body of their work. He thinks if they just hang on for a little bit, they might be able to get more for the whole entire package.
Do you think Oates says, hey, you're not wrong? We're in our 70s. Like, how long are you going to hold up before you just die and get nothing in return?
Well, or maybe he just doesn't want to part with it.
I mean, that might be it, too.
Well, I got a chance to see them the last time they were in town, and they were at a Climate Pledge.
It wasn't great.
It was not a good show. Daryl Hall had a real hard time with his monitor. He couldn't hear very well.
And he let you know.
Yeah, he did, many times throughout the show. I was glad I went to see them. I had seen them once before when I was younger, but I wanted to see them one time, and I'm glad I went back to the theory. Look, if you want to see a band, and they're getting up there, you need to go.
Just that's why I went.
Yeah. The Stones are coming to town. If you've never seen them or you want to see them one more time, this is probably going to be it.
That's why I'll be in Aerosmith.
Aerosmith is another one. This is probably going to be it. So, either way, it hit me by surprise, Hall says. All I can say is people change, and sometimes you don't really know someone like you thought you did. Difficulties can be made from things that aren't difficult. Then it goes to a place where it can never come back from. People rewrite history and harbor thoughts that you had no idea about. He said he added that a creative relationship between him and Oates hasn't really existed in a quarter century.
I mean, that's how long they've been around. Right, you're saying, well, this is my creative partner. When's the last time you worked together? 1998.
That's basically what he said.
Okay, come on.
Yeah. Last month, Oates offered a similar vibe during an interview with his new solo album reunion out, saying that I personally don't see us getting back together. It's not the plans at all. You could ask Daryl what he thinks, but for me personally, he also seemed to acknowledge that as far as I'm concerned, I moved on. I felt like I have a new lease on my creative life. So chances are probably like Simon and Garfunkel. You'll never see Hall & Oates perform, even if it's a one-off, a residency. It just seems like
all you need is one person to disagree. I mean, so you can see what Daryl thinks. Like, bro, you're a duo. So if one of you says no, then the guaranteed answer is no. That's when they call it a solo career.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Joe. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hello,
Mitchell. Hola. Joe, welcome to the program. And random question. I'm going to give you kind of a reverse mechanism on this question. Okay?
I know the one. Yeah, this is difficult.
All right. So here's the headline. A Texas Department of Public Safety trooper, so a DPS trooper in Texas, was arrested and charged with bestiality. He worked for the Texas Department of Public Safety, and he's one of their troopers. What animal do you believe that this guy had sex with?
Wow.
Like, they don't tell you.
Okay, this is a lot to unload here.
It is a lot, dude. I'm with you.
I mean, long story short, dude got busted. He's in Texas, gets busted for bestiality. He's a trooper.
Mm-hmm. With an animal.
What animal do you think he had sex with?
And here's the thing. Full disclosure. We don't know.
No.
Because they won't tell us.
Okay.
We're just trying to have you.
There's no right answer. We're just curious. What do you think?
Okay, Lily, and so I'm supposed to go to my personal experience here to...
No.
Lily.
Oh, no.
No, we were hoping you didn't have a personal experience, but, you know.
And his voice has changed.
Okay, so never had that, okay? So now I have to reach out and think outside my particular box here.
Oh.
And, of Texas, only thing that can come up, but the first thing that comes to mind is an armadillo.
An armadillo. And
that's the first thing that comes to mind.
All right. Well, that's an interesting guess.
I don't know. My first thought, honestly, it's Texas, so I immediately thought a steer. But then I'm like, no, it's probably not a steer. But when you think Texas, you think steers, right? Then I thought maybe cow. Then you go to the horse well. But, you know, if I had to guess, and again, I have to guess. We don't know. I'm going to say it's a horse. I'm going to say it's a horse. What do you think, Ted?
State trooper from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
So a Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger, that's just correct. Like Walker. He's like Chuck Norris. Picture Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is having sex with an animal. What animal is Chuck Norris having sex with?
I've been to Texas twice in the last 6 months.
All right.
Nobody's more fired up about Texas than people from Texas.
That is very true.
This dude had sex with a longhorn.
I know
Texas,
it's hard to escape.
Texas loves Texas. Like, I'd do a longhorn, sure.
That can't even be illegal here.
I mean, it's Texas stuff.
Texas Department of Public Safety trooper stationed in Snyder arrested, charged with bestiality. The public safety officer suspended trooper Christopher Prince, who's 37, April 30th after the Texas Rangers arrested him. According to the DPS, charges resulted from a Ranger investigation after a complaint was filed in February of this year.
I'd like to file a complaint.
He'd worked there since 2017, currently serving the Snyder, Texas area. Per standard procedure, he will remain suspended with pay.
Are you kidding?
While the internal investigation is completed.
Oh, I'm wrong. There's state troopers. Texas Rangers are even a high level of, like, the state troopers.
That's why Walker, they made a whole show about him.
Yeah. He was released on bond from the jail there. According to a 2020 study, dogs are the most common victims of that crime, with about 75% of subjects reporting a history of doing that.
Damn.
Other animals that have been reported as victims includes cats, pigs, deer, elephants, cows, beetles.
Elephants?
And beetles. Horses.
Beetles? Beetles?
That's what it says.
Wait, go through that list again. So dogs are 75%, which only makes sense because of how prevalent they are in
cats,
the American household.
Which is unbelievable.
Good luck.
Pigs, deer, elephants, cows, beetles, and horses. Deer, yes. Deer are included on the list.
Deer, I mean,
a doe.
A deer, a female deer. Look, I don't understand what you do with a beetle. I don't. I don't understand. Well, no, I guess you could. But is that bestiality?
No.
If you take an insect and you insert it in your rectum
or something.
I don't
think that's what you're doing with a beetle.
Like, what do you think you're doing with a beetle?
I don't know. I don't
Unless it's Ringo Starr. Come on, Mike, give us some Ringo. Maybe it's that kind of beetle.
Jesus. I mean, I guessed. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm with you. I don't see how a man could do something with a beetle. It's too tiny.
Or a cat. And I don't believe
you could fathom.
You'll be amazed what you can do with a tiny thing.
I think maybe the beetle's doing some of the work on somebody else.
Somebody busted him. I mean, he was busted in the act. The complaint comes from February. So he didn't turn himself in.
What, would you?
Well, hell no. I mean,
yeah. How's an investigator? Raise your hand.
Obviously, this was done where someone was witness. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Begins continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
KISW proud to present the Halloween Hullabaloo, starring Godsmack, Hailstorm, The Warning, and Flat Black. Flat Black? Spooky. Halloween. Yes. Warning you, The Warning, not ugly. Hailstorm. Unbelievable Grammy-winning artist. We've known those guys for a few years gone back. Ted, you almost went on tour with them, didn't you?
No, yeah. That was Operator.
Oh, good. Hailstorm, you didn't, I thought, or was that just an RV party one night?
No, that was just a big party. They were cool. They're awesome to hang out with. Yeah. But no, Ted almost ended up going on tour with a band called Operator. What happened to Operator? I thought they were really cool, man.
I mean, I put them on our channel. Nobody picked me to pick them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Halloween Hullabaloo going down Sunday, October 13th. That would be at the Showwear Center in Kent. What you need to know is those tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. All the details are at KISW.com. All kinds of ticket packages on there. You can go VIP, you can go general admission. But either way, it's going to be a hell of a night. So all the details on the show at KISW.com.
I know that music. What is that music from?
Night on Bald Mountain, I believe it was
correct.
Included.
It's Fantasia.
Okay. All right, fam. Random. Hello, random, Alex. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random,
hola, you bald and soon-to-be bald bitches.
Hola.
Let's see, Alex, what do we have for you? All right. Let's see here. What character would you say scared you the most as a kid? So when you were a child, who kind of freaked you out to the point where you just couldn't tolerate it?
The San Jose Giants single A mascot.
What's the name of the team?
The San Jose Giants.
Ah, the Giants. Okay. What is it about the mascot? Was it particularly large? Is it just the way it looked? What?
So you guys have computers in front of you. Just look up San Jose Giants mascot, and it shouldn't really come as a surprise that not necessarily most kids, but some kids might find that the look of that mascot just to be terrifying. And I did, and still to this day, think it is terrifying.
I don't know that I'd call it terrifying.
Oh, let me take a look at him.
Man, he's just a giant.
He's smiling. He looks
some facial hair.
Looks friendly and approachable.
I mean, looking friendly is relative.
Yeah.
He looks friendlier than the fanatic.
He's smiling, but I don't know.
How's a furry scared by someone in costume? That doesn't make any sense to me. That seems like that would be like right in your wheelhouse.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just something the way that the guy in the suit just presents the character.
Okay.
More, but I can't really put a pinpoint on it, but it just freaks me out.
All right.
No, that's fair. My kid, who is it? He liked the Mariner Moose, who is a Blitz, because Blitz is a lot more animated. He wasn't quite sure what to make of Blitz. Because Blitz, to him, it didn't look scary. He just seemed really aggressive. Mm-hmm. My kid was like 4 or 5. I'm like, no, man.
I think he's
a football fan. He's pumped up. It's good. He has no animosity towards you.
I think my earliest exposure to something that scared the hell out of me was probably The Wizard of Oz. Because it was on every year
Blue
when
monkeys.
I was a kid. The monkeys, the witch.
Wizard of Oz was scary. We just talked about it. Fantasia was scary.
Yep.
Fantasia was weird. The witch never bugged me in Wizard of Oz. I knew she was a bad person, but being a bad person doesn't scare me. I'm just like, all right, she's a bitch. You know, she wasn't cool. I understand. But those blue monkeys, man, there's something about them that really, really disturbed me because they seem to have a real bloodlust, right? Because toward the end of the movie, you know, she's going to make her final push to get Dorothy. And I just remember as a kid, because she's been screaming and pissing and moaning about Dorothy through the whole movie. So I'm like, all right, you're like the average person. You run your mouth, but you don't do anything. And then at one point, she gets really upset, and she's like telling the monkeys, basically, go get Dorothy and F up her day. And they seem so eager to want to do it.
Yeah.
As a child, it really, really bothered me. I'm like, okay, the witch is mad because it killed her sister. I get it. That's beef. The monkeys, they got no skin in this game. They're just like, let's go F her up.
The ceramic clown underneath the bed and poltergeist.
Let's say clowns in general. Yeah,
what about the Oompa Loompas?
No. Really?
No. I just didn't understand what I'm saying, and they don't... I understand they were kind of like hired help, but they'd break in the song, and every time they sang, a kid died. I'm like, these guys are not cool.
I told you my cousin Dan, when he was a little kid, he's only a little bit younger than we are, said he was scared of the sea witch in Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have been.
All right, but I mean, the guy's in his mid-30s.
And it's still bugging him?
Has a child. No, it doesn't. Oh, okay. We just never let it go.
Hey, Dan, watch out for the sea witch.
Reason we asked what character scared you as a kid. If you think E.T. is scary, believe it or not, 50% of Americans do.
It was pretty creepy.
There's a text right here that says, E.T. terrified me my entire childhood.
Yeah, and we're not talking about the movie, which does have some intense moments, but the actual alien itself. According to a new survey of 1,000 people, 13% said that E.T. is very scary. 36% said he's somewhat scary. And 23% say he is very scary, even if they had not seen E.T., if they just saw a picture of the creature. In related news, 37% think aliens live among us in disguise.
No, they're called octopi. I will say this about E.T. Saw the movie. Obviously, E.T. did not bug me. E.T. went down as, you know, kind of a folk hero. He's a good guy. But if you put it in the context of reality, that kid Elliot, he rolls the ball into the shack or whatever it is, and the ball rolls back to him. Already kind of creepy. When E.T. shows himself, I don't know that I would keep my ass together. I'm thinking, I'm a 55-year-old man. I hear something outside. The wife and the kids are like, go check to see what it is. I think it's a raccoon. And as nice as poor E.T. was, I'm telling you, if he popped up in my yard, just my general human reaction would be hit him with a shovel. And maybe I'd feel bad about it years ago. Like, dude, you just killed a kid who's missing his mom and he's trying to get home. Like, didn't know that. He looks like that. He popped off of my property. Like, I don't think any reasonable human being would not run and scream and hide in their house or assault that thing if you saw it.
I'm with you.
Because take the movie out of it. Just, like, we know now that he was a good guy, but when he first popped up, like, that thing is getting hit with something.
Random. I mean, look, if an alien in general, I woke up and it's just in my bedroom, like, I'm going to attack it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it, man. Just like I said, I'll find out later. Hey, he was a good kid. He misses his mom. Like, bro, if you look like that and you pop up in my yard, you're getting a shovel to the dome. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
Zach, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. All right, Zach. If you're not feeling well, if it's just body pain, headache, whatever the deal is, what is your go-to medical cure?
Honestly, it's a little embarrassing, but it's playing a little 5-on-1. If you catch my drift,
so if you have a headache, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, basically.
Right. Okay. I feel like that makes my head hurt more.
Right. Just increases blood flow.
I mean, I will still do it, but it does not make me feel
better.
If I'm
in pain, if I have a headache, I am a 4 Advil guy. That's exactly what I need for about 45 minutes to an hour to start feeling a little bit better. 4 Advil and a Gatorade or at least 2 to 3 glasses of water.
I usually will try to ride out a headache unless it gets severe. I just blow it off. But if it's something like, if I feel like I'm getting sick, and people used to laugh at me, but man, whiskey. And I don't mean you're just doing it gratuitously to get hammered, but my thought, it's like napalm for whatever the hell is in you, especially because we talk all the time. So if I'm getting a sore throat, it's like, man, whiskey, the hot toddy.
Hot toddies are good. I've definitely had a hot toddy. Like, sometimes in the fall, you're like, am I getting a cold? It's on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, oh, I'll have a hot toddy.
I mean, I've done it before you come into work. There's whiskey in your breath. I'm like, I understand this. This was not what I wanted to do, but I feel like crap, and I wanted to go away. Because I don't like taking cold medicine.
I would also say I love the hot shower.
That does a lot.
If you're all
good,
congested,
man,
or whatever, like I'll go in there. Even if sometimes I'm just, I don't know, just a little down or whatever, like, let's take a nice shower and reset ourselves.
You ever do like the old wives' tales? You know, like grandmother, no matter what's wrong, grandmother seemed to have like something, some alternative medicine that they stand by.
Well, it was aspirin. Everything. And aspirin did not work for me as a kid. Tylenol does not work for me. The only thing that works for me is ibuprofen. For whatever reason, when people say like...
And the other ones are what, acetaminophen?
Yeah, I'll give you 2 Tylenol. I'm like, don't even worry about it. For whatever reason, really? My body, it just doesn't work.
A lot of people are like that. I don't know that I could tell the difference between the two.
But I just know one works for me and one doesn't. Right. I don't know the rhyme or reason behind it, but I mean, like, Tylenol for me is like, after procedures and stuff, like, do you want, like, a, you know, high milligram Tylenol? And I'm like, no, I don't. Because I'm telling you, even if you gave me 1,000 milligrams, it's just not going to work.
That's what, Tylenol 3, right?
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like that's
whatever the strongest one is.
I mean, I'm with you. I only keep Advil, specifically, like, gel tabs in my house for... generally pain, because yeah, I'm with pain. Thrill. For whatever reason, headaches, I'm just like, I'll get through it.
Yep.
But every once in a while, you have either you're not hungover, you're actually sick,
yeah,
and have like a throbbing headache.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, Advil and a shower is kind of like my go-to.
Yep.
Yeah. Reason we ask, what's your go-to medical cure? This is a weird one. It's the first documentation of a wild animal applying a strong treatment directly to an injury. An orangutan appeared to treat a wound with medicine from a tropical plant in what is described as being a scientific first. They observe the animal pluck and chew up leaves of a medicinal plant used by people throughout Southeast Asia to treat pain and inflammation. The adult male orangutan then used his fingers to apply the plant juices to the injury on his right cheek.
All right.
Afterward, he pressed the chewed plant to cover the open wound like a makeshift bandage, according to the new study and scientific reports. This is the first time we have observed a wild animal applying a potent medical plant directly to a wound. The orangutan's behavior was recorded by a co-author and a field researcher in Indonesia. Photographs show the wound closed within a few weeks.
Damn.
After the application, without any problems. Scientists have previously recorded other primates using plants to treat themselves to some degree, but orangutans rubbing themselves with juices from a medical plant, possibly to reduce pain or chase away parasites, this is a first. And chimpanzees, they say, in multiple locations have been observed chewing on shoots of bitter-tasting plants to soothe their stomachs. But by applying the plant to an open wound, that is a first. If this behavior exists in some of our other closest living relatives, then what could that tell us about how medicine may be first evolved, according to the study?
You think if orangutans read that, they'd be like, this is not new, guys. We're sorry. This is... we've been doing this forever because we got a wound and we know this works. And why don't they have the same scientific study in their big ooh-ah moment when we watched the video, I believe it was a chimpanzee with a frog?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the zoo. A chimpanzee grabs a frog. Everyone's like, ooh, and you think he's going to kill it, eat it, all these things. No, he put the frog on his man bits and basically allowed the frog to perform. The frog did not have a lot of choice in this, but the point is the chimpanzee obviously understood, like, I enjoy oral sex. Right, and they don't observe that nature. I'm like, that to me, that's a study. Because, like, the medicinal thing, that's necessity. This is about survival, right? And as Jeff Goldblum said, life finds a way. The chimpanzee is kind of like, nah, dog, this is pure pleasure.
Yep. Random, right? Random, also, it's not random, new random, that, like, random, of course the animals random, know it. Random, look at, you know, random, whether you look at, random, you know, Native Americans random, or people in South random, America, like, there's been plants random, and other stuff that we... people have figured out a way to use them correctly to help.
Yeah.
With medicines, right? And that's why plant medicine is such a big deal.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
In no way am I surprised the orangutan was like, oh, yeah, I know that.
That's why I think the chimpanzee deserved more study. No, that was an orangutan that did the medicinal thing. The chimpanzee was sexual gratification. But for years, scientists, zoologists would say, hey, human beings are the only animal that has sex for pleasure, not just procreation. And I called BS on that as soon as I heard it. That chimpanzee proved the point. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, we just asked, what is your go-to medical cure? How about this one? What was your worst hangover, and what is your hangover cure that you normally use?
Here, I'll go in order the way you asked. The worst hangover I had was probably when I was like, I don't know, 18 or something. I drank, I don't know what circumstances it was, but I drank like a half gallon of Monarch vodka in one night with like one other person. And I swear I was drunk hungover for 2 days.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it was still to this day probably the worst I ever felt. And then for the hangover cure thing, I don't know how well it really works, but my dad always told me chocolate milk supposedly helps.
Chocolate milk's not that bad. I know a lot of people, because it almost helps settle your stomach.
It's also recovery. I mean, people drink it after long races.
Yeah.
What is it that helps?
I don't know.
Because I've heard after races, I've heard for hangovers, so I'm like, what is the ingredient in chocolate
milk?
I
mean, it's milk. It might just be the protein.
You think some of the caffeine in the chocolate, too, maybe? to give you a boost or to fool you into thinking you feel better?
I think it's a combination of all of
those. Poisoning you.
Maybe, because no one ever says milk. It's always chocolate milk.
I always look for the Smith Valley Farm, Smith Farms little stand there at the end of the races and just go over there and hope they have chocolate milk and just chug one or two.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's, yep. I've heard good things about. What about you, man? If you have a, typically, if it's the weekend, it's hair of the dog.
Yes.
Right? Just like, look, I'm home, so I'm going to not quite repeat, but do a small percentage of what I did before. And I understand it says, well, it doesn't cure the hangover. Okay, listen, get that out of your head. No one cares about curing the hangover. We want to stop feeling bad. So if hair of the dog makes me stop feeling bad, then that is what I will do.
I will drink some water and then I'll get a couple Advil. But
what about orange juice? You ever do orange juice?
Orange juice, not so much. I think the best liquid for me. Chocolate milk is a good one, but a fountain Coke from McDonald's and any combination of either just a hamburger or a biscuit or something to wash that down and just drink that Coke, and I feel a ton better with a hangover. I needed to get food in me anyway.
Maybe it's caffeine
the
thing.
The Coke soothes my stomach. Just strictly McDonald's. I mean, I have to go to McDonald's. I don't know why.
Like most world-class athletes, I'm partial to the fruit punch Gatorade.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, mm-hmm. If I'm put it this, if it's not the weekend and I can't hair the dog, Gatorade Red, as I call it, and I will chug the living piss.
Or sometimes, right? Like obviously, it's different if you go out during the week, but on the weekend, sometimes too. Like I did it yesterday. I got up, started doing it, and I was like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to lay back down for an hour.
There you go.
Right. Reason asked, what was your worst hangover or what is your hangover cure? They say on a sunny Saturday afternoon, Noreen Tovel sat cross-legged in her couch in Alexandria, Virginia, with her left arm stretched out on a pillow. And a vein rose like a riverlet on a relief map, they say, as nutrients trickled into her bloodstream. She talked about how the IV drips fit into her travel regimen. Before a work trip, she works as a human resources risk management officer. She'll schedule a drip to boost her energy and immunity levels. Now, if she's planning on an indulgent vacation, she'll reverse the order. And the healthy intravenous cocktail, she said, will make amends for the boozy imbibed ones. I want to drink my margaritas, have my pina coladas, and kind of take my body for granted. She's 39 years old. She said, if I did the IV drip before, then I would feel bad drinking over it. And they say once just in hospitals, IV drips have become a crossover sensation in the health, wellness, and travel sphere. Travelers previously had to rely on painkillers and sunglasses or melatonin or
sunglasses,
copious amounts of caffeine or sleep to recover from travel-related afflictions. Now, they are hooking up to IVs to erase the excesses that could derail their vacation. And you don't have to venture very far to find them. IV drips are popping up in hotel spas, resorts, casinos, and shopping districts. You can even order one from the cushiness of your rental property or your hotel room.
Okay.
Those are, by the way, I've done this before. Like, we would do it at Burning Man, not every day, but every other day. Nothing's going to beat that.
Really?
You feel that much better as soon as that bag gets into your, like, it's just, you're hydrated.
Okay.
Remember, the hangover is really only affecting you because you're dehydrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People get really dehydrated when they travel. They get hangovers, sun exposure, sometimes in high altitudes when they're flying. According to Sarah Muniz, director of clinical operations at Pure Drop IV, they serve the D.C. area, and they count TOEFL as a client. Having the ability to get some hydration, B12 vitamins, vitamin C really helps people bounce back. A Santa Barbara-based physician and anti-aging research clinical therapist said the therapy's evolution from medical procedure to self-care treatment started in the 60s when John Myers, who was an intern at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, discovered that injecting this is more efficient than ingesting them. So he created a rejuvenating concoction called the Myers Cocktail, and it's now a staple on IV drip menus even today. A board certified anesthesiologist and pioneer in the field created the IV hydration remedy for folks who partied a little too hard. He cruised the Vegas Strip in a 45-foot-long hangover heaven bus, administered IV drips. The clinic on wheels is undergoing repairs and refurbishments, but visitors can book an office appointment or schedule a rental house or a hotel or just call. Taking it out of the hospital environment has been a brilliant move, and everyone has jumped on the bandwagon. So far, there have been 7,000 medical spas worldwide and thousands of IV drip centers and facilities that opened up just last year alone, including the hotel spas. I never even looked to the hotel spa to think about that.
It wouldn't cross my mind.
I never go to the spa, but if they have an IV drip.
I have done it in Vegas. Going to the spa is another, again, you got to have the time. It's going to cost a little money, but
right.
Great way to get rid of a hangover.
Yep.
Yeah, for that reason alone, it'd be worth it.
Another guy in New York, Adam Nadelson, founded IV Doc after he suffered a bout of food poisoning during his medical residency and rebounded with the help of an IV drip almost immediately.
Really?
Yep. So this company has expanded to 33 U.S. cities plus London, Ibiza, Spain, and, you know, everything from the Four Seasons hotels to the Ritz. You name the hotel, we've certainly been there. He received a text actually the day of the interview saying I need an appointment immediately. So he had to stop the interview
process. And the Army guys have been doing it for years.
Well, it's funny. Someone here just texted in, EMTs, we've been using the IV for hangovers for years.
Yeah. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.